The response has been overwhelmingly good because the view we have of happiness holds the key to just about every major decision and direction in our lives. To paraphrase Aristotle's central tenet in his perennial work, Nicomachean Ethics, happiness is the one thing you can choose for itself. Everything else is chosen for the sake of happiness. The contents of Volume 2, The Soul's Upward Yearning, Clues to Our Transcendent Nature from Experience and Reason, should also prove helpful to both audiences, skeptics and convinced believers, because it explains 11 kinds of evidence from 5 distinct methods for our soul and the supreme deity who relates to it. We show in Volume 1 that we are made for transcendent happiness, and we will not be satisfied or fulfilled with anything less. Furthermore, when we ignore or reject this transcendent happiness by ignoring our transcendent nature, we feel empty and lonely and experience a profound absence of our ultimate destiny and dignity that can cause us not only a personal darkness, but also feelings of depression and self-alienation. This situates us with a grand irony, because contemporary culture strongly suggests that reality is exhausted by the physical domain. If the culture's materialism is correct, then we are doomed to be perpetually unfulfilled in a state of unsatisfied yearning, which is a perfect recipe for despair. Volume 2 shows that this skeptical and discouraging position is completely unwarranted by exposing the huge errors of omission in contemporary materialism, which has systematically ignored the increase in evidence for our transcendence throughout the last 3 decades. Skeptics, agnostics, and believers alike are being duped by an influential minority who are shouting to them, "Don't look at that soul behind the curtain." If we are to reverse this cultural scotoma and its resultant malaise, we will have to shine a light on the whole truth, which Volume 2 endeavors to do. Though Volume 2 gives evidence for our transcendent nature, it does not tell us about our transcendent destiny, because it is limited to the domain of experience and reason. If we are to know whether transcendent happiness is really possible, we will need to know whether the transphysical eternal domain is a truly happy state. This question is beyond the bounds of natural experience and reason, and so it compels us to move into the domain of revelation. Volume 3, God So Loved the World, Clues to Our Transcendent Destiny from the Revelation of Jesus, endeavors to answer this question by examining the evidence for God's self-revelation. After assembling clues from the logic of love, we resolve that there is truth in virtually all the world's religions, and that Jesus Christ's definition of love, agape, and his preaching of the unconditional love of God brings the revelation of these religions to its fulfillment. Recognizing the radical nature of Jesus' claim to be the unconditionally loving God with us, we examine the abundance of historical evidence for clues to his divine status. This leads us to the evidence for the historicity of the resurrection, the gift of the Spirit, his miracles, and his proclamation about himself, which we find to be quite probative. When this is combined with his definition of love, proclamation of God's unconditional love, and demonstration of his unconditional love in his act of complete self-sacrifice, we conclude that it is reasonable and responsible to believe that he knows the answer.